For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It is true for science and is also true in the real world. For every decision we make, there will be an equal and opposite outcome or a consequence of that decision. The speeder, who none of us like on out on the road, going on 35 down 150, weaving in and out of traffic, trying to get by, we don't like him because he's not obeying the law. And someday someone's going to catch him, and he's going to get a speeding ticket, and he'll pay a fine. For him not obeying the law, that is his consequence. Young children, it says in Colossians 3, verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. There have been several occasions in which I did not want to obey my parents, whether it be cleaning my room or doing some other sort of chore. And later, I received a consequence. I was grounded for 2 weeks, got to sit in my room and sleep it off. Absolutely nothing to do, and it was terrible. An example that I recently did was last night, a buddy of mine, he leaves for basic training in a couple weeks, and he had a party. I wanted to stay the night and play Axis and Allies. I don't know if you've ever played Axis and Allies, but it's a long game, often longer than Monopoly. So it would take all night in order to play this game. But obeying my stepfather, I came home at 10 o'clock and went to bed so I could be here the next morning ready to go. There are numerous accounts in the Old Testament on which people did not obey and paid the consequence. For example, Adam and Eve, they were given the simple law to not eat from the tree of good and evil. Yet Eve disobeyed and gave the apple to Adam, and they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities that we are all very familiar with, both disobedient to the Lord and did not obey his warnings countless times, and then were ultimately destroyed. The children of Israel, once they disobeyed long enough, God put them into captivity. Jonah and the fish. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh and preach to the Assyrians and tell them to repent or they would be destroyed. He tried to flee because he did not want to go to Nineveh, because Nineveh was a terrible place ruled by barbarians. So he tried to flee and was on a boat. And out at sea, there was a terrible storm. And the sailors of the boat threw Jonah off, and he fell into the ocean and then was swallowed by a great fish. And in the 3 days and three nights he spent in the fish, he prayed and prayed to God and thanked him for saving him. And when the fish released him, he went to Nineveh and did what he was told to do. Another great example that we know was Abraham. Abraham was very obedient to God. When God had asked him to sacrifice his own son, Abraham was on the verge of doing it, and God realized that in his heart he was going to listen to him. So he spared Isaac with the ram, and they sacrificed the ram. All of these could have been avoided, all these tragedies, if they had just obeyed in the first place. Sodom and Gomorrah could have still been around by the time Jesus was there, if they had obeyed God's warnings. Jonah would not have been swallowed by a fish. Adam and Eve would still be in the Garden of Eden. And the children of Israel would never have gone into captivity. One of the greatest examples of obedience we have in the New Testament is Christ Jesus. Christ came onto this world, and he was a perfect being. Obeyed every law that God had sent him, obeyed everything, and was perfect, more perfect than any of us could be. And because of that, we have our salvation. Romans 6:15-23, it says, what then, shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom present yourselves slaves to obey? You are the ones, the slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that you were slaves of sin, you were obeyed from the heart from the form of the doctrine of which you were delivered. And having been set free from your sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanliness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have in the things of which you would now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and to the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God destroyed the people who did not obey him, or he did terrible things to them that make them wish that they had obeyed them. But God will not destroy us if we do not obey him. This is the New Testament, the new law. If we don't obey him, we will ultimately destroy ourselves. So if we just obey Christ Jesus, follow his commandments, be baptized, and are repented for our sins, and obey him, we will not end up like Sodom and Gomorrah. We will not be swallowed by a fish like Jonah, and we will not be damned to hell, but we will have everlasting life in heaven.